Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 3-2, and Clemens deals. Struck him out swinging. Number 4,000. Roger Clemens becomes the third pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball to record 4,000 strikeouts.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 11:03, back on The Fan, BT and Sal, McDime. Before we get back to these baseball calls, we're going for the kill tonight. I mean, just go for the kill. Just strangle whatever remains, whatever life remains in that body, and just send it back on the turnpike, dead. Like, this is... I never thought I'd hate the 76ers, because I didn't grow up hating them.
Right.
Because, you know, when I first got into the Knicks, Bernard King, you know the story, and then obviously Patrick after that. Like, the Sixers were so all-world, I couldn't relate to them. They had Moses Malone and Dr. J. We had Rory Sparrow and Lewis Orr. And of course, BK, but that was it. So, the Sixers have never been in our way. The last time they played, the Knicks swept them, and Mark Jackson, Sidney Green, and Patrick Ewing, and I think Gerald Wilkins grabbed the broom and literally swept the floor, walked across the arena floor, and said, "We swept you," and that's it. And then all of a sudden, decades of inactivity. We were up. They were terrible. We were terrible. They were kind of up. We were a little bit up. They were a little bit up. Like, this is so different. This is so personal. And I love this about the NBA, Sal. When a rivalry is born out of one hit or one moment or one character or one script, like, the Knicks and the Sixers are now rivals for the next couple of years, and they got to kill them tonight.
Embiid is going to feel hate like he's never felt before tonight from the MSG crowd. It's going to be loud. It's going to get ugly. There's no doubt about it. And for me, if the Knicks really want to be taken seriously, send the statement, put the foot on the throat, put the knife through the heart, or as I heard Ricky Ricardo during a recorded spot say, put the spike through the heart of Philadelphia.
I like it. It just sounds more ominous, hurts some more. Yeah. Oh, the spike. I'm thinking the spike is just it's going to gut the body more. Yeah.
By the way, I'm not even sure. Embiid, I guess, is not participating in the shoot-around. I'm just trying to get the latest.
Icing up his little knee.
Let's see. Embiid missed the shoot-around this morning with a migraine.
Oh, whatever. I mean, this guy's got more. Just put this guy out of his misery already.
Well, be careful. I mean, he is dealing with some serious health.
Well, I'm not talking about the Bell's palsy. I would never make light of that. Yeah, but who cares? So are we, from the basketball point of view.
Look, maybe he doesn't want the smoke of the Garden crowd. It's going to get loud. It's going to get nasty. It is going to get ugly tonight at the world's most famous. And the Knicks need to back that up. They haven't had the route game yet. They haven't had the start to finish, dominate, send you home game yet this series.
Nope.
Tonight's got to be that night. If they give the Sixers any life in this series, I would be terribly disappointed. We all expect them to go out there tonight and put the foot on the throat of Philadelphia, put the knife through the heart, whatever, end it.
Mm-hmm.
Crowd loud, celebratory. You know it's going to be a big ticket. You know they're going to be getting on Embiid if he's out there, even if he's just sitting on the bench, dressed, whatever. Knicks need to back that up and put the Sixers away tonight.
There would be nothing better than, I don't know, late third quarter, 93-71 Knicks. I don't expect that, but I mean, that would just be fun because now we can antagonize them.
It's going to happen. They're going to, I don't know about the Knicks.
You think the Knicks are going to smoke
them? No, I'm talking about the antagonizing Embiid. Like, that's going to be going on all night long. I don't care what the score is. That is, like, you thought Trae Young was bad a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was ugly. So, yeah. Somebody spat on him. Like, that's, I hope none of that happened.
Well, I'm sure it's going to. I certainly don't encourage that or condone it. As a matter of fact, I hate it. I think it's foolish and embarrassing.
Well, it's classless. It's beneath us.
But, I mean, and by the way, BT, so are the bleep Trae Young chants or bleep Embiid. Like, do you need to do that? Boo him loudly. Get on him. Like,
I can see why they're doing that with Embiid. Now, Trae Young, we were doing it because we couldn't stop him. Really.
Right.
The Embiid stuff, you try to take guys out.
But do you need to curse?
Well, like, I mean, I wouldn't do that.
You know,
but I wouldn't do that at this stage.
You got to remember, and I'm not trying to be like an old man. You got to remember.
Kids.
A lot of kids going to be in the building tonight. Like, you're taking your son to the game, let's say, tonight.
Yep.
You want him to get behind it. And I'm all for yelling and cheering and booing and screaming and getting on players, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, you cross a line when it's that, like, that
vile
venom.
Yeah, well,
there's such venom and vile.
Understood. But he crossed
guy.
The line, too. So, and I'm not saying, you know, you cross the line, I cross the line, we all cross the line, whatever happens, happens. But I guess maybe I am. Like, the Trae Young stuff was different. Like, even beside that, Sal's right. The energy and just the feel, the electricity, it's going to be as palpable as it's been in, I don't know if I can recall when. I'm not even going to try. Just take our word for it. You're a Knicks fan. You know, been a long time. Now, here's why.
Dude, you might be going back to, like, the 99 finals.
Yeah, because the 54-win team didn't do this for me.
It just didn't.
I wasn't as connected to Carmelo as I am to Brunson.
Throw in Embiid and the hatred there.
That's another good point for sure. You didn't quite have that back with Melo's crew.
Yeah, there wasn't.
I didn't hate Roy Hibbert.
Right.
I
mean, or Kevin Garnett.
Paul George, I hate him.
Yeah, right. Like,
Garnett I hated.
Yeah, but not to this. Like, this is
different. Yep.
It feels different. Plus, the Knicks are more legitimate with the superstar, with Brunson.
Plus, the team's more organic. Even though they acquired a lot of these guys that you know they're going to be here for a while, that team had a lot of, you know, guys jumping in for years. The old heads, you know, Rashid and Jay Kidd, respect to them. But they weren't going to be here for a long time. We know that this is sustainable. They've got to make another move this summer, which they will. But this is just a great time to be a Knicks fan. Now, think about this. Whether it's 93-71, whether it's 93-92 with 32 seconds to go, win the game. Because now, the Pacers, Knicks can't do this necessarily. We can. Let's do it for them. So if the Knicks win tonight, series over. Now, do you really think that the Bucks, who also play tonight, and they're down 3-1, and all the failures by Doc in the postseason, the 3-1 choke jobs and all that stuff, I still expect the Bucks to win tonight. I do, even with all their injuries. Giannis might play. Lillard might play.
Okay.
A couple of mites there. But I still think the Bucks find a way to win, and if the Knicks handle business and the Bucks and the Pacers keep going, advantage Knicks. Knicks got to get healthy with Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, what is his status for tonight? Have you seen that?
Either
of those two? Boyle said that Giannis and Dame
both doubtful to play.
What's Mitch and Bogdanovich?
Mitch Bogdanovich has already been
ruled out.
Okay,
Mitch is questionable. He's iffy.
I don't think he's playing. He was game time the other day. He didn't play, so maybe. Mm.
What's Bogdanovich's deal? Are we talking about out for
foot contusion?
No, but how long are we talking, second round?
I think they're going day to day at this point.
Okay.
I don't think they've given a definitive timeline.
I don't think it's day to day though, Patty, because if it was day to day, I don't think it would have been. It's like when you're ruled out and you don't even get to the arena to like give it a shot, shoot around, test it. It's a little more problematic than Mitch. Like he got jacked up.
Yeah,
this is gonna be fun.
This is
gonna be awesome.
I just don't think they've put a timeline on it.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying. Waiting, evaluating each day. All right, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to worry.
You feel confident? You think they end it?
I actually do, but, you know, there are a lot of variables here. Is Mitch playing? Is Embiid playing? What's Embiid's health? I mean, he's not partaking in shoot-around because of a migraine. Yeah, it's hard to say, BT, because I've been back and forth in the series. Off of games one and games two, I was not very confident. Obviously, after game three, you're not going to be confident, but after game four, I am confident. I still think this is a dangerous series here, but in my gut, heart of hearts, I do think Knicks fans are going to get what they want tonight, and that is the, like, I think
we want blood.
Yeah,
we want some blood.
I think they're going to get blood tonight. I think Philadelphia is toast.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. All right, let's get to your calls again here, and we can get those Nick things. Nick calls in. Nick, the conversation is here the rest of the day. But the story so far, talking baseball, a lot of Yankees. The lineup has been all over the map. I mean, they either obliterate somebody or they get shut out. Five shutouts, which is disgraceful for that payroll, for those stars they have in the lineup. And I threw this by Sal before. Yeah, Lindor came up, obviously. But to me, the Mets pitching is obviously a lot better than anybody thought. And I was probably the biggest, strongest dissenting voice of all the voices in the office. Like, I thought the Mets staff would be the worst in baseball, and it's the exact opposite. So, number one, shout out and props to them for doing their job. But I also wonder if maybe, however the Mets are going to stay somewhat relevant this summer, could it be the pitching that maybe drives them more so than the sticks? Let's get back to you. How about Louie down to Florida, the free Odyssey app, which, by the way, you can hit rewind and catch up on anything that you want. Louie, what's going on, buddy? BT and Sal, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Louie.
What's up?
Good, good, good. You guys had brought this up a while back. I believe it was the first season, the first month into the season. Hello?
Yeah, go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at work, so they got
go for it, Louie. We're good. Let's go.
Anything.
We're good.
Anyway, okay. So, this thing, Lindor, can we just bat right-handed? And because he's been batting lefty. I know, you know, they haven't thrown any much lefty starting pitching.
Yep.
I believe he was a natural right-hand hitter. I might be wrong. Can we just bat righty, try something?
Louie, I said this 2 weeks ago. People, they wanted to stone me as I walked outside of the studio. Like, it was just some crazy suggestion. He can't hit lefty.
It isn't.
Can't.
He looks pathetic.
Yep.
I mean, I love the guy. He's great and all that, but
I mean, he just homered, was it last week? Not this past weekend. The weekend before, he homered twice from the left side. I'm not ready to say Lindor's got to bat exclusively right-handed yet. He's got to get it going, obviously. I mean, at some point, it's now a month into the season. But I don't, like, what good's it going to do to have him bat right-handed against righties, something he hasn't done in however many years we're talking about? I don't, eventually, maybe that's the answer. I don't think that that's the case right now.
Don't get me wrong. It's a radical move. And once you press for that button, you can't unpress it. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that I understand why they wouldn't broach this with him. I do. I mean, I'm not trying to sound crazy. I think he's 38 years old, and he's absolutely at the end of the line here. It's like the last-ditch effort to save his career. He's got a long contract. He's a talented guy. He still has his legs. You know, just look at the advanced stats. Can still run. Still has some pretty good juice throwing the ball from shortstop. And he hits it righty. He just doesn't hit lefty. Is it, you know, circumstantial? I don't think so, because this has been a trend for a while now. I don't trust him to bust out. Is it too much? Like, is it too much to ask? I understand these little flickers, and I understand when Lindor hits a home run. Some guy actually, it was like 3 days ago. I can't even find it because there's so many tweets or X's before or after that. Some guy had the audacity to send me on social media the Francisco Lindor contract to apologize. Like, have you seen that stupid?
No.
It's like an actual contract. Like, you know, I hereby so-and-so will never disparage.
Lindor?
Yeah, but yeah, like to apologize for Lindor for being honest about how average or subpar he's been so far this year, which I think is ludicrous. The guy hits a home run. Everybody thinks he's back. And I just, can you give me a three-week run? Can Francisco Lindor, for 3 weeks, actually resemble a star player? Not a month, not 2 months, God forbid, and hell, certainly not the whole season. That can't happen. We know that. Can you just, for 3 weeks, hit 390? With five home runs and five doubles, and can you be that guy
why not,
for more than one night?
But why not the whole season? He was 30-30 last year.
Because he's just not that guy. Whoa.
Last year he was 30-30. I don't understand what you mean he hasn't done that for a season. You mean from start to finish, or you mean putting up the numbers?
Well,
he was 30-30 last year.
Like, no, I get that. But
that's a year ago.
No, I understand, but I'm saying both. I'm saying where you start out like a stud and you help your team win early because
he's
every game
going.
Matters.
He's got to get going now. But I don't think it's any different than Aaron Judge.
But I'm not talking about Judge. But Judge's track record is so different. To compare the two is asinine. I understand.
How?
I know they both have big contracts. I know that they're both the biggest stars on their team in theory, or, you know, with
they've both been top players. I'm not saying.
No doubt. No
I'm
doubt. Not but saying, Lindor's never been where Judge has been. Not even close.
Okay, fine. But this year they are. And they both have bad contracts.
Okay, one who do you trust to bust out and get to where they got to get when it's all said and done?
Well, I think,
Aaron Judge.
I think Lindor's going to do what he's always done. And that's put up now. Last year he was 30-30.
What's he going to hit? 270? 260? See, when you say he's going to do what he's always done, I can say, is he going to hit 230? Because he's done that too. Right. I don't know who he is.
Well, the last 2 years would be more to me of a telling point than his first year with the Mets. And his last 2 years were good. And you're saying you think he fall off a cliff. I mean, I'm not sure. He's had a bad month, but he's always had bad Aprils.
Yeah.
Like, that's been his thing. I don't think he's washed up as a left-handed batter. I don't think he's washed up in general. Now, do I think Aaron Judge a better play? Yeah, I do. But Aaron Judge also hitting 200 this year.
So yeah, no, Aaron Judge has to get going. But I'm not worried about Aaron Judge.
Well, but here's why I'd worry
until
about
I have more evidence, maybe to worry and, about Aaron Judge. And, I mean, this doesn't happen with Aaron. It's the first time.
Right, but here's, well, which is why I'm concerned, because this is the first time, and more so because of maybe the health. Like, is that toe something serious? Is the age something serious? Is the rib or, you know, whatever, the abdomen?
Yep.
I don't know the answers, but what I can tell you is I don't recall watching a healthy, meaning that he's out there every day, Aaron Judge perform like this.
He's had one for 20s. I mean, let's not recreate.
BT, it's been 100
at bats. History.
No, it's been a month.
Yeah, but
I'm not talking about one for 20.
No, I got you. He's not been good. But the last
for a full month of the season, he's not. So
see, like, he's got 3 home runs in his last 6 games.
Right,
this is not the time to pick on Aaron Judge.
Understood.
He's starting to heat up a little bit. He was hitting 185 last week. He's hitting 215, 220,
right,
whatever it is.
Oh, I mean, but Lindor's picked it up too a little bit, especially compared
he's
to where he was.
195.
Right. What's Judge hitting 212? Like, we're talking about semantics here.
Well,
now, I think Lindor's going to get going. You go based off of last year. I think Judge is a better player than Lindor at his peak, but I don't understand why you would be concerned with one like Lindor. And you're not just concerned saying, like, oh, it's a slow start.
I'm very concerned.
Like saying, like, you've said Lindor is either.
I didn't say he's done. I've said he's done being a superstar.
That, right.
The Guardian player that you got, that guy's done.
And also that he should bat right-handed.
Yes.
So meaning, like, that's a significant.
Well, I'll say that I don't think he's a good lefty. Like,
right.
Do I think he's ever going to be a productive lefty hitter? No.
Right.
I absolutely do not ever. Not saying he's not going to hit some bombs.
But he was 30-30 last year, so you're basing
that. Yeah, but what did he do as a lefty?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of my point.
I mean, I'm assuming the majority of those numbers came as a left-handed hitter. Just like this year, he's got 5 homers. I think he's got 4 of them lefty.
We did this. I think he had like 13 or 14 homers righty. Similar, obviously, because he had 30-30. But think about this. He had basically the same amount of home runs right-handed, and he had 300 more bats.
Right.
Left-handed.
Like, I'm just looking up the splits.
And there's
now,
a lot more righties. What do you face? A starting lefty once a week,
well,
maybe twice?
He's got a lot more at-bats.
But that's not going to change. There's more righties.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, even right-handed, like, it's not like he's doing that much.
No, I know. But what are the numbers? I don't have it in front of me. What's he hitting lefty this year?
He's hitting 176.
What's he hitting righty? 230?
273.
That's a massive difference.
But it's 22 at-bats.
No. Well.
He's got 2 doubles and a homer right-handed.
Yep.
6 hits total out of 22 at-bats. Lefty, he's got 16 hits in 91 at-bats. 2 doubles, 4 homers, 10 ribbies. I mean, I just don't. Now, he's got to get going. He's absolutely killing them because every time he comes up, there are guys on it. He's not delivering.
Every night I feel like I see this.
But this is what he's done historically. So that's why I'm not really concerned yet. Whereas Judge has not done this historically.
I get that part. But what I think you're missing is that Lindor didn't do this historically from the left side as a Guardian. Like, it's amplified.
Right, but the
it's
Guardians are years ago. Go back the last 2 years.
No, I know. But that's right. Not good. That's part of my. Part of my criticism.
You have his splits last year.
Like if
Boyle?
I think, well,
yeah,
yes.
I got him.
What do you got?
Well, first of
last year's splits for Lindor.
Just last year.
Last year's lefty versus a right-handed pitcher. He was .242 on OPS .758, 15 home runs, 101 hits.
Okay.
Compared to left-handed pitching, he had 52 hits, batted .281, 16 home runs, OPS of .916.
Yeah, so that's
a much
consistent.
Much higher OPS, 9 something is to I think 7 something. Much higher OPS, same amount of hits. How many more bats? Same amount of home runs. How many more bats?
Right.
He
still
did have 27 doubles compared to 6 doubles versus righty pitchers, 27 doubles.
Right.
Versus lefty pitchers, 6 doubles.
That's a lot more at-bats, yes, but those numbers are pretty consistent for splits. Like, that to me, this is last year. 1 year ago. They're pretty consistent for a switch hitter, I would think. It's not going to be exactly down the middle.
I don't know, man. I don't think, forget about Mickey Mantle. I don't think Chipper Jones was doing this. Like, he's also a Hall of Famer. Yeah. But people tell me that Lindor's a Hall of Famer.
To me, the book is yet to be written on that. I'm not concerned. Now, I'm frustrated with Lindor. I'm not concerned yet because if you look at his numbers for the last, even with Cleveland, in April, he's been a slow starter. For whatever the reason is, he's been a slow starter. If this is the case at the end of May, it's going to be a problem.
So it would take you another month, like not even another 2 weeks, like another four weeks of baseball.
Yeah, because he's been too good. I've never seen it before. Like he had one bad year his first year in New York. We've seen that from plenty of players.
True. Beltran hit 16 his first.
And I told you, I get that part. Give him another week before I start dropping him down a little bit. Like, you just can't let him continue to kill the team. But I still think ultimately he's going to stay true, or at least pretty close to true to form, which is slow starter and then pick it up a little bit. Now, if he doesn't, they are done, and then you have to consider what they're going to do with him moving forward. I just don't think we're there yet with Lindor.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. A little Nick action, a little Yankee offense with Judge and the five shutouts, the Lindor stuff. We know Lindor on the show always gets you going a little bit here. I feel we'll get a break here. I feel like when I watch Lindor hit righty, I feel like I'm watching an all-star. When I watch him bat lefty, I feel like I'm watching somebody who should be batting seventh. Like, that's what I see. But that's what I see. Not everybody agrees. BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got it. Hit in the air. The deep left. The ball is high. It is far. It is good. I don't believe it. Once again, deja vu. A two-out, game-tying two-run home run by Scott Brosius. Probably the most unbelievable feat in World Series history.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. All right, so before we get back to these calls, this is a good time to dig it up. Many of you might recall that right before the start of the season, Sal and I constructed a list here.
We did a little over-unders.
Under. And I remember a few that I picked. I remember a few that you picked. Why don't you rip through it and kind of get a little scoreboard sense.
I feel like Mad Dog Russo when he used to go to Dog would break out the over-unders. Dog, okay, Mikey, let me get it. He gets it from his folder and opens it up, and this is what we have.
Okay.
You want yours or mine first?
How about we go one and one? One of mine, one of yours, one of mine,
first
one of yours.
First one for you.
Okay.
Volpe over 55.5 homers and stolen bases.
Yeah, I think he's got 7 or 8 steals and 3 bombs. Better get going, young man. Let's go.
Okay, so you still
I thought he'd be running, especially with the high average and the hot start. You would think he'd have more steals, but I'm still...
That's all right.
But,
that's still there. There's a couple. I was looking at this before the break. There's a couple before we came back during the break. There's a couple that are. I think we could decide.
Right? Okay, go ahead. All right.
Here's one for me that I don't feel good about now. It's funny too. Even a month later, it's like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah.
Cole 20.5 under total starts for the year. Still, I think in the balance.
Garrett Cole under
20.5 starts for the year.
I think that's You don't think you're in good shape with that? You only make 32, 33 on a given season if you're an ace. So it's already May. He's missed.
I know, but it sounds like he's on his way back here.
Yeah, but he's on his way, meaning he's, you know, flat ground.
Where do we even get these numbers from? That was a legit, like, we came up with this, right?
Yeah, we came up with the numbers on our own. I remember coming up with that
one.
No,
I think that, you came up with that?
I think you're in good, unfortunately for me, I think you're in a good spot with that.
All right, here's one of your, I think, L's.
Ooh. As he smiles, I'm sure he loves reading this.
McNeil over 298 batting average.
You know what? Hey, listen, he got hot last year. He looks terrible this year. I'm not going to bury the lead. He got hot last year, 246, 250, something like that.
Yeah. And maybe you have a shot still.
I got a shot. He's the kind of guy who's
hitting 245.
Yeah, I mean, he can hit, you know, 390 for a three-week binge and get right there. I don't love it, but I
got
a shot.
If you had to do it over, would you do it? What would you do? Over or under?
I'm going to stick with it. Okay. I think he's going to heat up at some point.
I have Pete over 42 and a half home runs.
Yeah, you'll be in good shape there.
I'm okay. I'm on good pace right now. He's got eight already.
Mm-hmm. How many RBIs you pick for Pete this year?
Yeah, yeah. Well, luckily, that wasn't one. My next one is a definite L. All right, yours here.
Go ahead.
Yankees over 91 and a half.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
You know, I'm gonna go out of order here. So you have the Yankees over 91 and a half. I have the Yankees under.
I know. I remember that.
That's a problem for me.
Yep.
For now, that's a problem for me so far.
And by the way, for later. That's going to be a problem for you.
Yeah, because I could have two L's already. This is the L. And it's not my fault. It happens.
What?
Alvarez, 23 and a half homers.
That sucks. That's right. That one I hate. I think I've agreed with you on that.
Yeah. Is there any chance he could come back?
Nah, dude. He's going to miss seven, 8 weeks. He's going to miss months.
What does he have right now? Does he have anything on the board? He's got at least one, right?
One or two. I know he's got one, maybe two. Got a long way to go, bud.
He's got one.
Oh, crap.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a loss. Well, I mean, that's part of it.
I know.
But certainly didn't factor that in. All right, where are we at here?
I know we have some ERAs that are interesting. Go ahead.
Sevy. Have Sevy under four.
I told you all winter this guy was going to
beast. What's he at right now?
2 point something. He's below 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced on that. This is a good one for me. Soto over 946 OPS.
He's right now. He's around 9. He's under 1,000, but yeah, I mean, Soto's
what's he at right now?
950-ish.
That's what he's at right now.
He's under 982. 982.
So I got somewhere to go.
Severino, by the way, 231.
231. Okay, you're in good shape there.
Like Bob Gibson in 68.
You think I get that Soto one?
Yes.
Okay,
I do.
You have Judge over 41 and a half homers.
I'll stick by it. He's gonna have a month where he bangs 11, 12. Now, as long as he stays healthy. I know he has been healthy and he doesn't have a ton yet, but I'll stick with the over.
I think that's part of the reason that was so low. I mentioned I had the Yankees under. Last one for me, Lindor over 23 and a half stolen bases.
He's got three or four now, right? He had a couple of the three.
Let's go, Frankie. Get on base. Stealing some bases.
You got to get on base. Maybe the catcher can start dropping some of those third strikes. He can get on base. he had 30 a year ago. He's got three now, over under 23 and a half. I actually think he could get
I'm still
there.
In play.
Hey, you're definitely still in play.
I'm only – so you've heard all mine. You're going to rule the Yankees under 91 and a half and L, right?
For you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You went over. So. I went under. So that's a head-to-head that I'm going to lose.
Okay.
And
didn't we do the Mets over under?
Well, that's your last one. Mm. Mets under 82 and a half.
That's going to be close, boy. Come on, Cubbies.
That could be the difference maker.
Let's go, Cubs!
And just for the record, what's at stake here is the loser has to dress up in full uniform as whatever baseball player the winner chooses.
That's right. Mustache, long hair, pot belly, you name it. I mean, we could go turn of the century. We could get something wacky from the early 1900s. We'll have a little fun with that. Yeah. I have a question for you, Sal. So you got a little mixed bag there. That was fun.
I still think we're in play for a lot of them. The Alvarez one sucks. That's an L for me.
That's the only one that I think right now is probably the least attainable or not attainable, unfortunately, for him and for the Mets fans. But I think it's a pretty tight race. I think we have some good ones there. Quick question on Severino. I know Evans talked about this. He's not going to finish with an ERA of 2.31, but I think he's going to kind of give you this season most of the year. And I've thought that since the day that you got him with the tipping of pitches and all the reasons I said. If he has a really good year, what do you do with a contract for him?
Yeah, you bring him back.
But I mean, like, crazy contract?
No, it depends on what he's going to get on the open market.
ERA is 3.03. And his whip is, 1-1, and he has, 185 strikeouts, and he's borderline dominant. What do you do?
Put it this way. I don't care what he finishes with. There's no way I give him more than 3 years. And 3 years is pushing it.
Okay.
I mean, do you think Severino's going to get from somebody?
No, I would probably agree with you.
Okay.
I was just curious what you were thinking.
I would say 3 years, and maybe he wants to be in New York. Maybe he likes the fact that the Mets took a chance on him. Maybe he loves playing for Mendy. I mean, I think that those are all possibilities. If he continues like this, I would have no issues whatsoever. 3 year, what?
Or maybe he comes back to the Bronx and he slots in behind Mr. Rodon in the third spot.
I would say this. I don't think there's any chance the Yankees would bring him back or that he would go there.
I'd probably say more the former. There's no chance they'd bring him back. I don't know if the Yankees are. He probably loved it there. I don't really know.
What do you think he gets per year? Over 15? 17?
Well,
18?
He got $10 million this year coming off nothing. Right. He was horrendous. So, I mean, you got to at least double it. You get at least 22, 23, 24 mil. He's getting $10 million now. Yeah. We had a deal where he's seven.
Is he getting 13 or something now? 1 year, 13
You know what?
Million?
You're right, because Bader was $10 million, right. And he's 13.
1 year, oof. 13. But
26, jeez.
All right, so
I don't know what he's going to get.
I would say 3 years, like 17 or 18 would be fair, something like that.
He's not going to get a $3 or $4 million bump if he keeps bowling like this. He's getting 13 now.
Well, then I would say good luck. That's my back. Yeah, well, go get somebody to overpay. I worry about the injuries, too. Right now he's healthy. He looks great, but.
I got you. Let me get Tony in Connecticut. BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, Tone? Tony,
how you doing, guys?
All right, Tony. What's happening?
Hey, tell me something. I cannot believe. By the way, Mendoza's doing a great job as the manager.
Looks pretty good so far.
What I don't understand why he's still keeping Lindor in the two hole.
What's the option?
What I would do, I would put Taylor at two, or maybe. And leadoff also, because Nimmo hasn't been doing anything either.
Yeah, but you got to trust Nimmo. Nimmo's earned, Lindor's earned respect too, but I feel like Nimmo's been, he'll be fine.
How about putting Taylor in the two hole and dropping Lindor with Taylor?
I got no problem with it. I just don't think they're going to disrespect him this early. And they probably don't need to. You know what I mean? Like, Sal, if you drop Lindor, again, he's not 35, 36, he's 30. Like, he's still in the prime. I think he's exiting the prime, the early stages of exiting his prime, but he's still somewhat his prime. I mean, you do that, that's a bold move.
Yeah, that's why I said I'd give it at least another week. I mean, we talked about this last week. I would consider it every day that he doesn't produce. I just, at some point, I get what you're trying to do. They're trying to wait it out, get him going, and I do think that's going to happen eventually. But if this continues into May, you've got to do something. And I would hope that Lindor would go to Mendy and be like, look, if you need to drop me, I understand. Mm. And maybe then Mendy gives him another few days of encouragement. And then after that, he has the conversation and says, okay, now we got to drop him.
Who have we always said, who feels like the captain of the Mets? You know, one name that even though we might not be, but who's the guy who generally sets the tone, not playing great this year, but Nimmo.
Yeah.
What did Nimmo do? Hey, Bader in center, I'll go to left, Skip. I'm good. Like, to your point, if it keeps up, the onus should not be on the Mets, even though it's their job to do it. You'd kind of like Lindor to maybe knock on Mendoza's office and say, hey, Skip, put me five for, let me get going, whatever. Put this guy here. Do what you got to do.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
And I'm not saying
maybe he will.
Right. I'm not saying when they drop him, they've got to drop him to, seventh or eighth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just move him out of a spot that continues to be a big producing spot or as far as guys on, and he continues to kill him. By the way, it's not just him. It's also the other guys. McNeil's done nothing. We mentioned Nimmo before. Pete, although he has the power numbers, the ribbies aren't.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There with it. So yep. It's been a little bit of everybody, but Lindor more than anybody has killed him.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
In back of short, Jeter on the run, makes a one-handed running catch and dives into the photographer's area. Oh, what a play by Jeter. You can't believe it.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 11:45, back on The Fan. BT and Sal. Sal, I got something for you that I think you'll find interesting. I'm going to throw it by you in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you in a second here. What do we have? We have the Crown coming up, 15 minutes, top story of the day.
Already?
It's flying, bro. Mm. It is flying. So that's the top story. Bullface Live, Bullface Truth. Hoff will do that coming up at 12:40. And before we get back to these calls, in a little bit of a mixed bag, whether it's the Knicks and Sixers, Yanks and Mets, offensive woes, 877-337-6666. Back to you in a minute. So, I'm sure that you saw that Mr. LeBron James got bounced last night,
Sal. I did.
All right.
Good series. I didn't watch all of the series, but it was some close games. I saw game one. You know, Lakers were at least in it. The Nuggets are just so good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so tired of the Lakers. I mean, the amount of time that the Lakers get, whether it's on First Take or whatever show Skip does, if that's even still on the air, or, I don't know, NBA Countdown.
Right.
Like,
all Lakers.
Dude, they barely got in the playoffs. Like, I'm so tired of the just riding LeBron's jock. I mean, Anthony Davis, please.
I'll tell you
what.
It's
a new day with Anthony Edwards and Brunson and these guys.
I'll tell you what.
Jason Tatum.
You mentioned Edwards, who's been my favorite player in the league for a while since he came in the league. He just plays different. He reminds me of old school. He's got that right attitude.
Yeah.
I'm not big into the NBA outside of the Knicks. The T-Wolves Nuggets series
that's gonna
is
be
must watch.
That's going to be a lot of fun. But here's the question. So LeBron, and I don't want to exhaust this today, but I want to at least get your initial reaction. LeBron can opt out of his contract. I think it's June, whatever. If he opts out, hear me out. I'm going to give you my answer first. From a Knick perspective, let's face it, Knicks are doing something this summer because we're trying to figure out, you know, do you re-sign OG, which they probably will, which I want them to. Do you maybe trade Randle, which I think they could. They've got to do one more thing with all those draft picks. We all know that, okay? So are you on board? I'll actually let you go first. Are you on board with, if LeBron opts out and he says, you know what, these Knicks are a piece away, I want it in. For X amount of money, I'm giving you a deal, 70 cents on the buck. I'm not worried about Bronny joining me right now.
Yeah.
1 year deal, Knicks.
Here's the way I would say it. They would be crazy not to entertain it. Now, the fan in me would be like, screw you. It's like the girl you were trying to date for a while, and then she sees you, you know, succeeding, and now after she turned you down, now she wants to come back in the picture and be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, after
like,
she's dated the rest of the town, by the way.
Nah, I've moved on. That's it. It's over. It's not happening. And a part of me believes that with LeBron, like, oh, yeah, now you want to come to New York and join on the machine that Leon Rose has built. However, you've watched him play here. I haven't watched a ton, but I've watched enough.
Yeah, he's still pretty good.
Dude, he's still got it.
You can put him at the power forward. You could do a lot with him. He can still play.
If the Knicks sign LeBron James in the offseason, they would win the championship. Like that's how I feel about it.
And I'm not even saying that there's any real smoke here. I'm just saying this because I'm trying to connect maybe some dots where he can opt out of his. I don't know that he will. Maybe he wants to stay out there, make movies,
and try to
water back with LA. But he can opt out. If he does, you know, he's made so much money. Maybe he wants to just, you know, just punctuate his NBA run with maybe delivering the first championship to New York since 73, or maybe go back home to the Cavs. There's going to be some options here, or maybe join up with Bronny, with his, whatever. I know you're not going to believe me. I wouldn't want him.
I would not want him. I know. Because of what I just said.
I would tell you why.
The player would like, I could argue that there might not be a better fit. Now, you want to say Booker eventually, whatever, but I mean, BT, that would be the easiest path.
I know it would be, because you wouldn't have to give up anything. If he opts out, he could sign for probably, you know, Nichols. All that. I understand that.
As long as Brunson was okay with it.
Oh, he'd be fine with
it. Okay, so then?
Cerebrally, like from a cerebral perspective, it makes amazing sense. Right. Because he's a great passer. Guys would be open all night. It would fit in. But if he came here and the Knicks won, and I watched LeBron soaking up that adulation center court, it wouldn't feel the same.
Yeah.
I want this crew. I want to add to this crew and keep taking those steps without him.
Right. Because you want it to be all about Brunson and Tibbs.
He didn't want us.
I
know. And
not
only did he not want us, he toyed with us. Like, he made us think he wanted us.
All right. But still.
He announced in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's great that you could be spiteful or prideful.
Yes, I am. I admit it.
Understood.
I am spiteful. And that's what I'm saying.
I'm conflicted because, yes, me too. However, you're right. The cerebral part says, dude, if they had him, they could win the championship. Like, legit. You're right. If they did get LeBron and they did win a championship, I would not want it to be about LeBron. And, of course, because of who he is, it would be. It should be, though, more about Brunson and the other pieces and all that.
What would they debate? Now, he lifted the Knicks to their first championship since Clyde Frazier. Does this elevate him past Michael Jordan? That's what would happen.
Now,
I know it.
Just for the record, I am somebody that, you go back 14 years, 2010, I did not want him for that exact reason. Even then I said, I don't want LeBron. I want the guys who want to beat LeBron.
I wanted him then.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not ashamed to admit it. I was begging.
That's something that I would not do. I mean, I was doing the overnight saying, I'm not begging anybody.
Well, I was begging.
Yeah, I know. And you weren't alone.
I mean, begging that, you know, but like, I was hoping it was going to happen.
But it became that. I remember it very well. I remember we were both at SNY, but I was on the night that it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Knicks bloggers going like, oh, I can't deal with this. This is terrible. He's turning us down.
No, I didn't turn into that.
I turned into a mean, spiteful person right away. Understood. A lot of people, though, were begging, and I understand it.
Yeah.
I just had that mentality then. Now, however, we're talking almost 15 years later. LeBron is at the end of his career. The Knicks are actually close to being a championship caliber team. And watching him, knowing that he still got it.
Something to think about. I mean, and it's not like bringing Willie Mays into the Mets in the 70s.
No, that's what I mean.
LeBron, and not that Willie was as bad as people make him out to be. They make Willie Mays just tripping all over himself in the outfield, which did happen once or twice, but was not truly an accurate reflect. Willie Mays could still play a little, with all due respect to the great Willie Mays. I mean, you knock him around, it's not accurate. But LeBron has more juice than Willie had at that point. Still would say
so
no.
Take the emotion out. I know, but just take the emotion out for a second and look at it from a sheer basketball
perspective. No doubt, Knicks win a championship, they're a ton better.
Okay, so he fits everything.
Oh, he fits perfectly. Just not in my mind. But I know he does. All right, let's get back to you guys. Mooch is in Manhasset, BT and Sal. Moochie.
Mooch. Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Die hard Mets fan. I just want to know, BT, I think you're so accurate with this, and Sal is always defending him, but what do you think about some good players that just can't handle New York? And Lindor has shown us he's one of those guys. When the pressure's off, he hits. When we need him, he does not come through. He's not a New York clutch guy for $33 million a year.
Yeah, what are you basing that off of, though?
New York, I think he's one of them.
Well, what are you basing it off of?
Okay, so last year, Sal, he batted .210 for 3 months. You look at it, for 3 months, mm-hmm. he batted .210.
That's only half the season. That's not too bad.
Right, but when the Mets were out of it, he hit .290.
Right.
When the pressure was off, he came through, and he was a 30-30 guy. He's a good ball player.
Yeah, what about the year before?
He's so emotional.
What about the year before? What about his moment against the Yankees where he hit three home runs against the Yankees? And say what you will, I don't care what anybody says.
That was a good day,
Oh, that was a good day. So he happened to be clutch that day in a New York rivalry where things were getting... Well, hold on a second. Mooch, where things were getting heated in a New York rivalry between the Mets and the Yankees, a playoff-like atmosphere, because that's what it is when those two teams meet, especially at that particular point. He hit three home runs in one game, and you think he's not cut out for New York and can't handle it?
I don't think he's clutch, Sal. He's no David Wright, Piazza. He's no Derek Jeter.
I don't think he's a Reyes.
Not a clutch ball player.
Well, is your issue with him, and thank you for the call, Mooch, is your issue with him, BT, that you don't think he's clutch?
That's part of it. That's not the whole thing. I don't think he's clutch, and the stats back that up. I know he's had some moments. Every good right. player's had every.
You think
bad
he can't handle
moments.
New York?
I don't know that it's. I don't really look at that necessarily.
Right. So that's my.
So I think
point.
He's pretty. I don't think it's in New York. I think he's stand
right.
up.
So,
I
so
think
that's,
he's
okay. So
a
he's,
good teammate.
Mooch was saying like he's not cut out for New York.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that part.
Right.
I
the think first, it's more, yeah, the first year he struggled, but since then he's been fine. So I don't look at him and say, oh, he can't handle New York, let's say, the way that Sonny Gray couldn't mm-hmm. handle New York.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's more a diminishment of bat speed from the left side, which is a major problem. You're going to get about 400 at-bats if you play pretty much every day, which he does. So, I mean, that's just a large, that's two-thirds of your season where you're going to bat in side of the batter's box where you've grown very deficient and very fast, and that worries me. Hoff, I want your answer on this too, bud. Sal. I've asked you this a few times along the way, but I think it's an interesting way to frame everything that we talk about with Lindor. On a scale of 1 to 10, the player that you thought you were getting from the Guardians versus the player that Lindor currently is and has been so far as a Met, 1 through 10. What do you think?
I'd say probably a 7. Now, remember, I was not as high on Lindor when they got him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been worse than what I thought he would be, but I didn't have superstar expectations.
Okay, so you have 7. Hoff, what's your number? And you know, Patty, you're a big baseball guy as well. I want your number too. Hoff, go ahead, bud.
8.5.
All right, 8.5. Boyle, what do you got?
7.
Yeah. All right, so I'm much more in the 7 range. I wouldn't go much. If I couldn't go 7 just to avoid being repetitive, I'd be inclined to go 6.5 more than 7.5.
Yeah, well, but then you'd...
And that's a massive problem.
Yeah.
Even you, and you defend him, and some of the things right. you say certainly have merit.
Right.
And I hear you. I don't agree, but I hear you. But you yourself are saying a 7. And
but I don't
people
think that
are
that's
screaming
that bad.
About this guy being better than... 7's not good.
Well, for me, I didn't have high expectations. So Or the highest of high expectations. The guy put up a 30-30 year last year. You could say whatever you want, and he had a
well,
good
then why
year.
Don't you give him an 8?
I think he should have been a
8.5.
He should have been
like
a 2. He should. Well, I'm still maybe confused about the grading system here. I thought
well,
you said more in comparison to what...
The guy that you... Well, here's I know we do this a lot. My biggest gripe with Lindor.
Yeah, he's not what he was in Cleveland.
Yes. I saw a superstar.
Right. See,
I don't see that anymore, and I haven't.
I didn't watch him every day. I remember watching him
in the
postseason.
But you know, the Yankees, yeah. All-Star game, postseason. Yeah.
I still think...
Superstar.
But
young
again,
superstar.
You look at the last 2 years. To me, they should have been all-star seasons. I mean, 30-30. You don't do that by accident. And you don't even fall into that. Like, you can't just say, well, he's awful for three months. No, you can't be awful for 3 months and finish with a 30-30 season the way that he did. So did I expect more? Yes, I thought he'd be hitting closer to 300 than closer to 250. You know, maybe somewhere in between, ideally, but I thought he'd be more of a 280 guy.
What do you think he hits this year? I mean, he's obviously going to get the average up. He's below 2 right now.
Yeah, he's still not going to hit well enough for me.
Well, like, that's my point. So when it's all said
max
and done.
270.
Max. 270 would be a mess. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to...
Yeah, but,
okay.
but I want 280. So.
I got you. But what if he hits...
250, 260?
What if he hits 247?
Yeah. Not good enough.
Okay. So you have a two... If
what did
he
hit
might
last
not.
Year?
I think it was 270
254
last year.
254 last year. 270 the year before.
Thank you. 2 years ago, 270.
Right. So
he should
be hitting 270.
Yeah.
And actually, he should be hitting higher than that, but you take 270.
So last year he was 254. His first year, and we would throw that out, 230. Mm-hmm. And if he hits like 248, I mean... The meat of his Mets career is sub 250.
Right. Yeah, it's not good enough.
What am I missing?
Yeah. Well, you're missing is that when he came here, listen, besides the first 2 years that he played in Cleveland where he batted over 300, he has never batted over 300.
No,
he
I know,
batted 280, 285 once. Everything else was 270s. So that's the first thing. And then that's what you're missing.
Well,
you keep on going back to... He's not the guy he was in Cleveland. He's actually very close to it. If he's a 270 hitter,
I'm going to bust out the OPS here.
If he's close to 270 as a hitter, he's hit 1 year of 30 plus home runs. He only did that. He did that 3 times with Cleveland. Okay, mm-hmm. So he did it. So we're close. He's had a few years. He had a couple down years. He's stolen a lot of bases. His RBI tells only one time has he had RBIs over 100. With the Mets, okay? So, to be honest with you, if you want to go by a lot of other stats, he's been just as good as you want
him
to be.
Well, listen, and you defend him, and you think he's better than I do, and that's fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
that,
I got you.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, there's the stats, and then there's the eyes.
See, the eyes.
And if I'm a Mets fan, Hoff, this one's for you. If yes. I'm a, if you watch him every night.
Yes.
You don't flip off the TV set disappointed more times than not?
But that's baseball.
I'm disappointed for you.
But that's that's baseball, though. How often do you see, listen? You want to just isolate Francisco Lindor as a person and say, you're up in crunch time spots and you don't come through every time. Guess what?
No,
you're
nobody one for does. Four.
But that's the point.
But he doesn't do it enough.
Oh, but what does that mean?
He's not good enough. Is what?
No.
He's got to be better.
What does it mean that he doesn't do it enough? What is enough for you? Can you clarify what enough is? Well, because I don't think he's ever going to be enough. Because the other day he had two home runs
and
in the game. Is that enough?
What is he, one for 19?
Okay, but Aaron Judge, hold on. Aaron Judge,
hold on.
Aaron Judge hit three home runs in 5 days. He's back. Francisco Lindor hit three home runs in 5 days. Hey, he's not doing
enough. What's Judge's average the last 7 games? Do
you know? Okay, and what? And Francisco,
it's 321.
Let me.
Oh, congratulations. Francisco Lindor, Lindor boosted his average back from 129 to 200 in a span of 7 days, too. It happens.
Here's what
it's going to happen.
I don't see it.
I'm just telling you, dude. You're never going to.
Keep defending the guy.
But yes, because you want to lie. Because Francisco Lindor is getting he's getting too much slander for no reason.
He's hitting 195. Should we give him a standing ovation again?
We talk about the eye test. Aaron Judge next time he has to strike out two times in the game.
We talk about the eye test.
Aaron Judge has struck out 37 times this year. Francisco Lindor 21 in 28 games. You're making comments about him saying that he strikes out too much. He doesn't. He makes contact.
You guys, the judge stuff is crazy.
No, because you want to know why? Because this is why I'll tell you why. Because you're unfair. You're not looking at it from Mets fandom, which is fine. You're criticizing Francisco Lindor, who we don't have that much of an issue with. You do. Aaron Judge is struggling. He has three home runs in 5 days. All of a sudden, we're throwing a party for the guy popping champagne.
Lindor has to have a better average. When you
That's
ask about
fine.
The when you're saying BT, what does he need to do?
I don't know. How about not hitting 196?
No. Well, for me, it's what could he do? Or Hoff was asking, what could he do to make things look better? He was asking you, but I'm going to answer it. How about hitting 280 for starters? Like that to me is one. And I love Lindor.
He's
going to
get there, though.
Okay. Well, I agree. He's going to get back to where we expect him to be. I don't think he's going to get to 280 again. With these bad starts, he's digging himself into holes that he.
But he had a bad start in 2022, and he got to 270. So
but 270 is not 280. So if he hits,
but he hit two. Listen, you guys make it sound like he hits 280 every year. Besides the first 2 years, he hit 300. He batted 284 once. Right. Everything else was 270
below.
Right,
but for a star player on your team, he's got to do more.
But my point is, and I'll leave it. You guys can finish it up.
Well, we do have to break, don't we?
I don't know. Now
we can conveniently blow through the break.
But Sal, my point is this. If you go through all his stats in Cleveland, he's closer average-wise to the last few years of him in Cleveland.
Well, then they significantly overpaid for a player that was not good.
I won't debate you on that. I
don't get worried about the contract. I like Lindor. I do think he's going to get back to respectability. He has not played like a superstar. It's as simple as that.
No kidding.
Right.
I mean, I've never heard a guy. Contextualizing his Mets run. I've never. Like, if you're that good, you shouldn't have to always come up and dig so deep. Like, I watch a guy and I say, he's really good or he's not.
Right.
And I don't know what to tell you guys. I hope he comes around, but
I don't think
he hasn't been what I thought he'd be.
Well, I understand the disconnect between you and Hoff because Hoff is in his mind saying you're holding Lindor to the superstar level, which he's never been, and maybe it is somewhere in between. But you also say that you're more down on Lindor than everybody. Like, I accept the almost mediocrity from him as opposed to holding him to an all-star, high-level, superstar standard.
Okay.
I do think he could have been an all-star and should have been the last 2 years. But again, these slow starts aren't helping his cause.
No.
But I think he could be a solid, productive major league player. He's never going to be the player that he was in Cleveland or what maybe people thought that he was, to Hoff's point, the player that he thought that he was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because if the numbers aren't that different.
Then get him out of the best spot in the order. Right. Get him out of the three hole. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Bogus update time. Then we got the crown coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.